Cynthia Paniak lives in Chivek, and she says this is the hottest summer she can remember so far.
My temperature thermometer outside our house last night, it read close to 100, so like 90-something. But that was when the sun finally directly hit the thermometer.
It's the middle of fishing season, but Paniak is finding that the heat is making it hard to work.
So from 1 to 3 this morning, I smoked my fish.
Rick Toman is a climatologist. He's keeping tabs on the temperature spike in the YK Delta.
Some of the temperatures that we saw, I suspect, are at or near records.
But Bethel's airport thermometer stopped working last week, so it's unclear if temperatures climbed higher than 90 degrees, which would have broken the record set in Bethel back in 1920. Coastal villages like Quinnahock and Chivek did notch high temperatures as well. But Toman says that there's not enough data to see if the heat wave broke records there. And some of those communities only have been recording data since 2013. Back to Chivek, Paniak has dug out her fan and opened her windows to escape the heat. A friend from Colorado called as Alaska's heat wave makes national news.
She called earlier and said that asked about AC. I was like, we live in Alaska. We don't have AC like you.
The weather forecast says the heat wave is probably going to stay in western Alaska for two more days. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.